The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Is it possible that the United States Senate has an honest, objective Democrat? Maybe so. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I want to get to this federal judge Lambast Roe versus Wade story. It's a fascinating story from a legal standpoint, and I will get to it. But things are unfolding in Washington, D.C. that I think are worthy of comment. Yesterday, Secretary of State Blinken appeared before what was called a hybrid House Intelligence Committee meeting. By hybrid, it means that some of the representatives were there in person, some were on Zoom. And Secretary Blinken, although he was only three blocks away, decided not to be there in person. He decided to be there on video. Well, the Democratic chairman of that committee, in his opening remarks, basically said, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are nut jobs because they have criticized the wonderful evacuation from Afghanistan. And Secretary of State Blinken, I just want you to know, we're so proud of you. We're proud of the job that you, it was bad. It really was. And all of the Republicans said, you did a bad job, terrible job, you need to resign. All of the Democrats said, you did a wonderful job, you should receive an award. Well, today, Secretary of State Blinken is before a Senate committee, and it began quite differently. Because the Democrats are in the majority, the chairman of the committee, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is a Democrat, Bob Menendez. Well, things did not go like they did yesterday. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez lit into Secretary of State Blinken and said, well, in his opening remarks, and again, this is so dramatically different from yesterday. In his opening remarks, among many other things, Senator Menendez said, quote, again, remember, this is a Democrat. The execution of the U.S. withdrawal was clearly and fatally flawed. This committee expects to receive a full explanation of the administration's decisions on Afghanistan since coming into office last January. There has to be accountability. And he went on. And not only that, he was all over Secretary of State Blinken. He also threatened to subpoena Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin if he doesn't agree to testify, quote, in the near future. So yesterday, the Democratic chair of the House committee was singing Secretary of State Blinken's praises, just the opposite today. Interesting, fascinating. And of course, most of the Republicans were very critical in their questioning, including Rand Paul. But the most shocking thing so far, from what I can gather, to come out of today, Senator Rand Paul asked specifically about that drone kill. Remember that? It was shortly after the withdrawal, within a day or so. I'll take that back. It was a few days after the suicide bomber that killed 13 American service members and like 150 Afghan citizens. And that night, President Biden got on the air, gave a speech and said, "We're going to find you and we're going to punish you." And good. They should be found. They should be punished. Well, very quickly after that, the U.S. government announced, "We found two of the planners of the suicide bombing and we have killed them." Do you remember that? We found two of them. We sent a drone and we killed them. They were the planners. And immediately, people began asking, what was the name of the two terrorists? Well, we don't have that name yet. What do you mean you don't have the name? You identified them and you took them out. You knew who they were. You knew what they were planning. What's their name? Well, we're looking. And at the very, if you were listening that day, I said, something's fishy. Something's not right here. And I think that's all I said, but said, you know. And then a few days passed, and a few members of the press continued to say, what was the name of those two terrorists that you took out that planned the suicide bombing that killed our service members? Well, we're not at liberty to release that name yet, but we know we had good intelligence, and we know we are absolutely certain that we took out terrorists. We're certain of that. Well, then what's their name? Well, we're not releasing this at that time. About, I don't know, it was one day last week. The New York Times uncovered witness testimonies and video that indicated the U.S. drone strike did not kill terrorists, but a humanitarian aid worker and 10 innocent people, 7 of them children. In other words, it was botched. It was a mistake. Our U.S. government killed a humanitarian aid worker, not a terrorist. The intelligence videos showed him loading canisters of water, not explosives. Well, that came out, and the Pentagon said, no, we're confirmed in our intelligence, and we're not gonna comment on things, you know, blah 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 blah. Today, now that drone strike occurred at least 2 weeks ago. Rand Paul asked Secretary of State Blinken today, and I quote, "Was he an aid worker, the person, the target, who was killed and the others? Was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?" Secretary of State Blinken said, "I don't know, and the administration is reviewing the matter." Rand Paul said, quote, "You'd think you'd kind of know before you off someone with a Predator drone. You would think that by now you would know." After all this time, instead of saying, you know what, we made a terrible mistake and we are so sorry, we apologize, you know, this is a difficult situation, and in battle and in combat, mistakes are made. This has become a hallmark of this administration. Misleading, at times blatantly lying. We heard so much, Donald Trump lies, Donald Trump lies, Donald Trump lies. Sadly and tragically, this administration, and I think maybe even sadder, is under this president, the State Department, and even our military has now lost almost all credibility, not only with Americans, but around the world. Incredibly sad.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I want to get into this federal judge story, but just something else. I'd like to make you aware of things that have happened, are happening, but I also like to make you aware of things that could happen. I don't think this is going to happen. I certainly hope not. But if it did, it is incredibly scary. The Biden administration is proposing very, very stringent, strict rules, new rules for banks, savings and loans to basically, and this is a broad summary, but it would force them to report almost every single deposit and withdrawal that you make from your personal account to the federal government. They are proposing this. I don't think that there's a great deal of sympathy, certainly not from any Republicans, and I don't think many Democrats would be dumb enough to try to pass that kind of thing, but Joe Biden wants it. Almost total control of your personal finances. A requirement to report almost every deposit and every withdrawal that you make to the federal government. This is the kind of overreach that this administration is attempting. If it gains any traction at all, we better fight this thing with everything we have. All right. This federal judge, the Tennessee heartbeat bill was just overturned by a federal judge. Now, how is this possible? The United States Supreme Court refused to overturn the Texas heartbeat bill. This is where our judiciary, in many ways, it's the best in the world, but we've got some serious problems, folks. I mean, we really do. Here's the story. A federal appeals court judge voted with his colleagues on Friday of last week in overturning a Tennessee heartbeat abortion ban. What? The Supreme Court refused to overturn Texas. And so you have a federal appeals court in Tennessee. Well, it's the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Overturned a similar heartbeat bill in Tennessee. Makes no sense. But here's where the story gets really strange. One of the judges who voted to overturn the heartbeat bill at the same time blasted Roe v. Wade. His name is Judge Amul Thapar, Thapar. He was appointed by Donald Trump. So he sides with the majority that the heartbeat bill should be overturned. But then he said this. Only the Supreme Court can tow our jurisprudence back to the safe harbor of democratic legitimacy. The Constitution leaves decisions like abortion to the states. The state legislatures can do what we can't. Listen to the community, create fact-specific rules with appropriate exceptions, gather more evidence, and update their laws if things don't work properly. And if the public is unhappy, it can fight back at the ballot box. The courts should return this choice to the American people where it belongs. Roe and Casey are wrong as a matter of constitutional text, structure, and history. As Justice Clarence Thomas recently reminded us, these cases created the right to abortion out of whole cloth, without a shred of support from the Constitution's text. By manufacturing a right to abortion, Roe and Casey have denied the American people a voice on an important political issue. He says Roe versus Wade is wrong. It needs to be overturned. The Supreme Court should never have approved Roe versus Wade. Well, then why did he vote to overturn the heartbeat bill in Tennessee? Because of Roe versus Wade. Are you confused? Well, I am too, but let me try to clarify. He absolutely disagrees with Roe versus Wade, but he is a strict constitutionalist. And because Roe v. Wade is the law of the land today, in light of that law, even though he thinks it's a very, very bad law and should be overturned, or not a law, court decision, but because that is Supreme Court precedent right now, he feels it is his constitutional responsibility to rule according to Supreme Court precedents. On one hand, as a constitutionalist myself, I say, thank you for being true to the Constitution. But then the other side of me says, if you really truly believe that Roe v. Wade was decided wrong and it's ultimately unconstitutional, how can you make decisions upon a decision that you think is unconstitutional? And that's where this whole thing of adherence to the Constitution becomes very confusing. But bottom line, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned the Tennessee heartbeat bill, while the Supreme Court allowed Texas to stand. That's why the Supreme Court, current Supreme Court, is going to have to take up Roe v. Wade soon. And let's pray it happens before Joe Biden can pack the court and change it forever.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.